So before we get into this interview with our boy, the Lambs, we just got to shout out our sponsor. It's High Effect. Once again, you can follow them on Instagram, High Effect, HIIEFFECT. That's higheffect.com, HIIEFFECT.com. They're the makers of the 2020 Knockout pre-rolls. The pre-roll game is blowing up out here in LA, and these guys, they've got it on lock right now. They've been making some fire pre-rolls that feature their signature moon rock recipe that you might have heard us talk about on the show a little bit, the moon rocks. I won't fill in too many blanks for you about what those are, but it's some great stuff, and they've been killing the game. So shout out High Effect, and as always, shout out our boy TK for hooking up the sponsorship, TK Lee Kimbrough on Instagram. So without a doubt, here we go. This is the Lambs interview. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Today we got Lambs on here. What's going on, man?
Shit, sunny as shit, tingy shit, fresh out.
Yeah?
So that's
the big story with you is that you're fresh out of jail. What the fuck happened?
Man, case still open. I can't really even talk about that too much.
So you can't tell us too much?
Nigga, I was leaving the studio. I was about to go get some food with this nigga. I just got a Camaro and shit. The police started following me, like, when I was leaving the stool. And, followed me up the hill and shit, pulled me over. I had a warrant in West Virginia, and then I had my gun on me and shit, so they took me downtown to the JC and locked me up for that shit, and then put a holder on me in West Virginia. And they had 10 days to come pick me up. So that shit.
So basically, they caught you with a gun?
Yeah.
Okay, and so how long?
I had a warrant in West Virginia, so then.
So this happened in Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where you're from. What part of Ohio are you from?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, okay, so that's where you grew up and shit?
Yeah.
Tell me about your upbringing.
Shit, it was rough for real, you know, like growing up, single mom.
Yeah.
You know, no father.
Okay.
You know, shit, in the hood and shit.
So what's your mom like?
She's straight for real, like real supportive and shit.
So she took care of you even though you were in that situation not having the father figure?
Yeah, she took care of me.
You want to pull the thing on the side of your chair because I'm pretty sure it's like super high up right now. All right, there you go. I just had a feeling that was going to look crazy. But all right, so you grew up in the hood in Cincinnati. Tell me about this. What was this like?
It's pretty straight for real. Madisonville on the east side of Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So was it like projects or like what kind of upbringing?
When I was like younger, I lived in like, it was like a like project building type shit. Like, it's called King Tires.
Right.
Yeah, I seen a lot of raw shit there growing up.
How old are you?
24.
All right. So, when did you, I always say when you hop off the porch, like when you really start getting into some stupid shit?
Probably like sophomore year.
Uh-huh.
In high school. That's for like, for real, like, when I like really start trapping and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
What were you like in school before that, like elementary school and stuff? Like, what kind of kid were you?
I was like trying to do my work and shit, like trying to
like ADD case type kid.
Nah, like just trying to like, you feel me, get good grades and shit. But
right.
It was like,
it was impossible.
Yeah, it was possible. It was, I don't know. It was weird.
I feel the same way that I tried so like, hard to do it like in school. It didn't work.
I figured out what I really wanted to do. Like when I got to high school and shit, like I was like, fuck that shit.
Right. So what, you figured out the music thing around the same time you figured out the trapping thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, I'm in the field, fuck this shit.
Yeah, so what what kind of music are you interested in that made you want to rap?
Like, when I was in high school, for I used to listen to like a lot of Gucci.
Okay.
That's when he was going crazy for That's when he was dropping mixtapes like every fucking week.
It was a movement. It was like, that's all you needed to listen to. You didn't need anything else at that time.
You didn't need nothing else but Goo Wop.
Yeah, but all right. So, what about like any other influences?
It's a lot for real. Like I used to listen to like a lot of Dipset and shit.
Right.
Like being from Ohio, like Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Well, Cameron had a real special relationship with Ohio too. So you
he used to give it in Ohio.
He used to say that shit all the time. They're always shouting out like different random ass towns
and
shit.
He fucked with Ohio.
Yeah, I know. He could have been there. Like so. What about, like, when you got into trapping, per se? Like, how did this start out for you? Or, like, what was the beginnings of that?
The fuck? When the fuck? Like, I remember, like, the first time I really, like, made a sale was, like, on, the main road in my hood. It was, like, it's Madison Road.
Uh-huh.
Like, I sold, like, a dime bag to one of my niggas and shit.
Right.
That was, like, the first time I ever, like, you know, got into shit like that.
Who put you on game, though? Who told you what to do? Or
I don't even fucking remember. I think I just, like, copped. I was like, man, I'm about to just try this.
Right.
Ain't nobody really, like, show me or nothing. Like,
uh-huh. You were just listening to too much camera?
Yeah, I was just like, man, I need some money.
Yeah.
Somebody try to make something happen.
So where'd it go from there? Like, what was the escalation? Did you finish high school and shit?
Nah, I dropped out.
You did? What year?
summer.
Okay. And then what'd you do from there, like, when you dropped out?
I tried to homeschool and shit.
Oh, that, yeah.
And then that ain't, I was like, fuck this shit. Like, I was like having other hoes skip school and shit. Like,
just having girls come over,
yeah,
and shit.
I was
shit.
Just having hella bitches. Yeah, get on the bus, pull up, you know.
Like, shout out to the bus, shit. Man. The bus. Fucking, some girls were partying in our house the other day and they ended up leaving, taking the bus home at like 6 in the morning. Oh, yeah. I was just like, man, you taking the bus?
It's,
what the
it's
fuck?
It's 2K16.
Yeah, get out of here. Oh, Uber's like $5,
Uber,
you know?
Uber pool. We ain't
Uber pool, right. You were trying to, like, the bus is like what, like a dollar or something, you know?
Ain't no telling.
That's extra bummy. You still been staying out in Ohio though?
Yeah.
How'd you get a warrant in West Virginia?
Man, I can't. I didn't want to talk about it too much. It's still open.
Okay, but did you get did you ever get caught selling drugs or anything?
Nah.
No?
Nah, hell nah.
That's good. Did you get up your weight per se in like serious amounts or anything, or how crazy you get? I want to know.
Shit.
I've been listening to you all day, and I'm just like, man, this guy's got a lot of drug tales here. I want to fucking hear about being on the road and shit. Huh?
Boss family. Boss family shit, man. We can't talk much, man. We got to keep a lot of shit silent.
Damn, here I'm trying to get the truth out of you, and you're fucking holding out on me, man. I need to wait for that statute of limitations to go away.
You know, they be watching shit like this, though.
Do they?
Hell yeah.
We haven't ran into that problem so much yet, but I'm sure it's coming.
They be watching niggas' music videos and all that shit.
Yeah, I know they do that. Yeah. I don't think they got the time to sit through podcasts, though.
They would.
They would. Yeah, they would. If they really want
yeah.
you.
Yeah, if they really... They'd get you.
Yeah.
They'd get you how they got to get you, for sure.
What are the cops like where you grew up, though, or where you live now? Is it crazy? Do they bother you all the time, or is it kind of...
They don't really be on shit for real.
Yeah.
Like, they don't really be on shit for real.
That's kind of how I feel by L.A. They leave us the fuck alone.
That's
for the
what I'm
most
saying.
Part.
Like, this shit, like, that gun case I caught in Cincinnati, that was my first time, you feel me, like, having an altercation with police for real.
Really?
Like, our police don't really be on shit. They... You could fly past a motherfucking police officer in Cincinnati. You could do like 30 past the speed limit. Like a Cincinnati police officer, they don't give a fuck. You just got to worry about like the other cops, like the motherfuckers. They got their own branch, like in the neighborhood, like a Norwood
okay,
police
yeah.
or like a Silverton police or some shit like that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But do you have a lot of friends who like got locked up when you're at a younger age or anything? Or,
yeah,
like,
for sure.
Yeah. You so who's in jail that you got to send a shout out to?
Free my nigga Ski Mask Molly.
Yeah.
Yeah. He better do like a 9-piece.
Really? For what? He can't talk about anything. What about how long were you just in jail when you went in this most recent time?
How long has I been in jail? 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah.
That's the longest time you ever went in, huh?
Yeah, that's the longest.
And was it just brutal? What was it like?
No, it was straight for real. Like, we was in fucking West Virginia in the middle of nowhere. That fucking jail wasn't nothing but like fucking heroin addicts and fucking pill heads and shit like that.
Right.
So like it wasn't like in my pod, it wasn't a lot of black people for real. It was probably like 6 of us out of like 30 something people. But we were straight for real.
Right.
Yeah, we was pretty much straight.
The only times you ever hear about like crazy jail stories, I feel like, are from like dudes in New York who end up in a jail with like, you know, in Rikers or some shit. So it's like, it must be so different getting locked up in a tiny ass jail like that.
Nah, we were straight for real.
Yeah.
Like, my commissary was good. I had money on the phone.
Who do you hit up for that kind of thing when you need the commissary straight?
Shit, like family for real, my niggas.
Yeah, that's what's up. Fucking, was there any food? Anything we need to know about the food situation in jail or what?
That shit is terrible.
That's bad.
That shit
is
terrible. That's why I like, because the max you could spend on commissary was 75. I used to have to spend that 75 every week.
Cause right.
Them trays used to be some bullshit.
Yeah. I fucking got locked up for like 25 hours in New York, and it was just white bread with like a little itty bit of peanut butter in the middle. But then I knew this bitch who got arrested like around the same time, and she was talking to me about a fucking chicken burrito.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I would have killed for a chicken burrito.
I was in jail
time.
Craving hella food.
Yeah.
I was thinking about fucking Ruth Chris and shit.
Yeah.
Bossa Nova, fucking petty shit, Red Lobster, like
stuff you take for granted when you're out.
Like,
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
That's shit. What's up. When you got out, what was the first thing you ate?
What the fuck? Some bullshit. McDonald's.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's always
like,
McDonald's because it's always
hell.
The closest thing.
It was
thing.
Early as fuck. I got out at like, what the fuck time did I get? I got out at like 10. I got out at like 10 a.m.
So what else do you do once you get out though? You go get McDonald's and then what?
Then shit, what the fuck? I went straight to the studio.
Really?
Yeah.
And just let it all out. That was that first song that you put out the other day. And so like, is that a crazy feeling for you as like a person who lets out all their emotions and shit through music to like finally you're able to do this again.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about did you write while you were in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wrote probably like 25 songs while I was in jail, but I don't think I'm a recording of it for real.
Really?
Yeah. Why? I just want to start fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you have a hard time like coming up with content when you're in jail?
Not for real. It was easy for real. Like, cause I was pretty much like, I was away from everything. So it's like once an idea came to my head,
right,
it was like I could just run with it and then just make a song out of that whatever that topic may be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get out the same day as Gucci?
Nah, he got out like probably like 2 days before me, I think.
Oh, okay. That was interesting. Yeah, you could have stole your thunder. It was good that you got like a couple days later so you know people could forget that he was locked up for a few years there.
Yeah.
All right, so back to the high school shit or whatever, when you started rapping, like how did you actually go about it?
The fuck did I do? What the fuck was the first tape I put out? What the fuck was the first tape? What was the first tape, so? Was it, Nah, I don't think it was that. I think it was Hustle Air Class?
What's it called?
Hustle Air Class.
Hustle Air Class?
Air, like hustle, like special air, like Hustle Air Class.
Oh, man, you went for it right out of the box, huh?
Yeah, I was like on the cover and shit, like, it was like me, like next to a chalkboard and shit.
Right.
Like that was like when I was probably like 16, 17.
Damn, so you came up with this whole theme early on.
Yeah,
huh?
That shit was crazy.
Was it good or what?
I don't even remember what songs was on there. I just remember like passing it out in the hallway and shit.
Is that the kind of thing that you delete off your SoundCloud by this point?
Niggas wouldn't even use the SoundCloud then. Niggas was fucking MySpace.
Yeah. Were you popping on MySpace?
I can't even remember.
You miss those days?
I don't even fucking remember.
So when you feel like you started to actually get some juice with the music stuff, when it started to actually gain some traction?
Probably like 2000, probably like the beginning of 2014.
Mm-hmm. What was it? What started changing?
I just like, I had dropped like 3 EPs, mm-hmm. like back to back, and then that's when it started picking up for real and shit. Like hella people start reaching out to me. And then after that, it's probably like once the summer passed, that's when I had dropped DigiScale with Jay Stash, and then did the remix and shit with Key Reese.
So how'd you start working with Jay?
What'd you say?
How'd you start working with Jay Stash?
What the fuck? I think I followed him on Twitter. Then he followed me back and shit. And I DM'd him and shit. Like, I'm about to send you something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
It was simple for him.
What happened with that Maxo song? Because that's like my favorite song on Maxo 187.
I had met Maxo like the first time I went to South by Southwest.
Okay.
I think that was 2014 too.
Okay.
And I was already like discussing shit with his DJ.
Right.
And then like his DJ introduced me to him. And then like we made that. We was like going back and forth chopping it up for like a couple weeks. Then he was like, I'm about to send you this beat, like just do a hook to it.
Right.
And then I sent it back to him. He was like, yeah, that's crazy.
But you did a verse too, right?
Yeah. Nah. Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, he's only got one verse on it. So it's basically your song.
Yeah, I go in the middle, I think, and then Ski Mask go last.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Who else do you work with in the game? You work with Uzi Vert and shit, yeah. Shaq Glizzy early on. Like, mm-hmm. how do you get all these relationships building?
Like the Shaq Glizzy shit came about through my nigga Kendall.
Uh-huh.
Like he grew up in the same neighborhood as me and shit. He ended up becoming Shaq Glizzy's cameraman.
Oh, okay.
And shit. So then Shaq ended up hearing my shit. He followed me on Twitter.
Right. Yeah. It just kind of worked out.
The Uzi shit. Same shit. All this shit be Twitter for real.
It's just all like, Twitter just, relationships, hey, huh?
Hit me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
And it just kind of works out sometimes.
Yeah, because like the shit Uzi had, I hit him up. Like, I'm trying to do some shit. And he was like, I should have been on that DigiScale remix.
Right.
And then I was like, fuck that, I'm going to see something new.
Uh-huh.
And then I sent him some shit. Then, like, we linked up in Atlanta. Like, probably, like, a couple weeks after that.
Yeah. So you always been traveling around a lot and shit? You're talking about being in Atlanta and everything?
Yeah.
So what's the hip-hop scene like in Cincinnati, though? Like, you have to get out of there to get any attention?
Kind of. But it's just kind of... It's like on the come up right now. It's starting to build.
Yeah.
But it's kind of just slow pace for you. You really got to go hard just to prove a point.
Yeah. You feel like you don't really make it out there until you start getting love from everybody else outside
there.
Yeah,
that's how it is.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
There too. It's always like that in like smaller areas and shit. For sure. fucking but so what do you like from early on? You just started going on the road or just started like hitting different spots trying to work with people and shit or what?
That's what it really was, like just traveling, just moving around, like maneuvering around and shit.
Right.
Just linking with all the right people.
Yeah. Who do you mess with in Atlanta when you're around there?
I ain't even been down there in a minute.
Oh, okay.
But last time I was down there, I was with like 808 Mafia and shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's dope. Who do you mostly fuck with on production and shit?
Stacks the producer and Tuger.
Okay.
And then my like in-house.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't make beats or anything?
Nah, hell no.
Nah. That's what's up.
I tried to do that shit before, but
it's too hard. I don't want to.
It ain't hard. It just I ain't got the time.
Shit, yeah, there's too many motherfuckers doing it too. Yeah. How the hell are you ever gonna stand out doing that shit, right?
That shit, just play these fucking beats for me.
I'll go in the booth. What kind of like rapper do you consider yourself, or what kind of like lane do you see yourself fitting into?
I don't put myself. I want to be in every lane for real. I'm trying to run up these motherfucking bands. Hey,
yeah.
I'm trying to be versatile as possible.
That's what's up. How has the touring shit been and stuff? Like I seen you at South by Southwest. You go on tour and stuff and try to get on like little runs and shit.
Yeah, that's what I had set up my tour before I got locked up. I was like two shows in.
Right.
Like what the fuck, Tennessee and then Cincinnati. I had like New York, L.A. It was like a 6-city run. I had like LA, New York, I can't even remember the other fucking spots. Phoenix, and what else was it? Can't even fucking remember. But yeah, I got locked. It was Charlotte. That's what I got locked up like 3 days before the Charlotte show.
Just fucked all this shit up.
Yeah, sucky as fuck.
How you like being at like South by Southwest? So you enjoy that environment or?
Yeah, that shit was straight. I think this past one was probably like my best South by.
Right.
Yeah.
It's interesting because it's like it's a good way for artists to get some attention because there are so many people around, but it's also almost like impossible to stand out, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like even like a dude like you know Cardi's out there, whatever. He's playing like 8 shows.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard for like a
it's
fan.
It's like motherfuckers
to get
go down there to like network and shit, but totally. That shit is damn near impossible.
Yeah.
Like especially like with artists like us, like having so many shows and shit, like having like 5-6 shows and shit,
yeah.
Having multiple places to be, like people trying to link, it'd be damn near impossible because like
it's overwhelming.
Then it'd be like 100 motherfuckers like walking past you and shit, trying to get pics and all that shit. Like
you gotta
so
be on
be
drugs
real
and
busy.
Shit out there because there's too many people bothering you. You gotta be on something. That's honestly kind of how I felt the whole time I was out there.
We had
like,
so much
fuck,
lean.
It's overwhelming. Yeah?
We had so much lean.
So is that your thing?
We was fucked up for real.
You guys love lean?
Yeah.
What kind? What kind are you just drinking? How much you paying for it? I need to know.
Shit, what the fuck? The...
60 a line, nigga.
It's something crazy.
That's what they're charging me for the record, yeah.
We had like 2-3 pints, I think.
Yeah.
We had like 2-3 pints.
Just gone? You
yeah,
smoke a lot
shit
of weed,
was gone.
Too?
Nah,
you're not into weed.
I don't smoke.
All your boys smoke weed though.
Yeah.
And you just never got into it. Why?
Nah, I used to smoke. I just don't no more.
Yeah. Why? What was it? Was it fucking you up too much?
Nah, I don't fuck with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Tell me about your jewelry you got on right here. You got what's that mob?
Insomniac mob.
Oh, that's what that says in Japanese or some shit or what?
Yeah, Japanese kanjis.
Nice. What are you an insomniac? Where does that come from?
Like when I was younger, I used to like stay up like real late and shit.
Right.
And it was that fucking that show that used to come on what the fuck that Comedy Central. I think it came on Comedy Central, David Attell.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Late night Insomniac or something.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And he used to like just be out to like 5 in the morning and shit, like just running around showing like different nightlife.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I got it from that.
That's interesting. I was listening to it or reading something with Pee Wee Longway the other day, and he was like, yeah, you know, I treat every single day and every hour in the day like it's the same. And I was like, yo, that's a good line because I kind of feel like that too. Like, it don't matter if it's 5 in the morning. Like, if there's something going on, you can just get into it. Like,
yeah, exactly.
People for like sure. Us, we don't got to wake up, right?
Hell no.
When's the last time you had a job?
Shit. Like, I don't even know. Probably like 5 years ago.
What were you doing?
Like 6 years. I was working at a fucking shoe store.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I did that shit too when I was 16.
Fuck that job.
You didn't like it?
Hell no, that's some bullshit for real.
I was working at Sears selling shoes and I loved it.
Them whole ass motherfuckers to be managers and shit. They be going power crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
They be tweaking and shit. Like
it's always
like man, you coming at me over some petty ass shit. I'm making like $8 an hour. I don't give a fuck what you talking about for real.
Yeah. Like, it's always those people, tweaking. Man. It's always those people who are like they got a shitty ass job, but they're like an adult and they're around a bunch of kids, so they just take out their fucking rage on them.
Mad as fuck.
Mad at the world, you know?
They be on some whole ass shit.
That's a fact. So who else looked out for you in the game? I know you had that song with Fat Nick. That's,
yeah.
You mess with
all
that.
That's my nigga.
How do you know him?
Same shit. Twitter.
He's solid. Yeah. He's told us that he's not sure if he's solid.
He
calls us up and asks if he's valid.
Yeah, he's straight.
I was interviewing, you know, Don Krez.
Shit. Yeah.
Or not him and Germ. I was interviewing them, and he said because there's this one jump off that a bunch of the homies ran through that Nick was like having feelings for, and he called them. And Germ's quote was, "Hey, my dude, she sucked off Obama. Am I valid?" Which is not true. I don't think she really sucked off Obama, but
I doubt it.
Hey, how you feel about Muhammad Ali passing away?
That shit crazy.
It is crazy, right?
That's why he passed away in Phoenix. That's where I was at. I was in Phoenix yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. They keep posting all these videos of him, like fucking Joe Frazier or some shit, swings like 20 times on him, just ducks every single one. Like all these clips popping up on Twitter that are just totally ridiculous. And it's like, I don't know, it is pretty crazy. That's a real athlete right there.
For sure.
You ever athlete in any sense?
Hell no.
No?
I ain't never, nigga. I'm fucking 6'3".
Yeah.
I ain't never played shit.
You didn't? You got a basketball jersey on, but you never played basketball?
It's preem.
Yeah, I know, but it's still kind of a basketball jersey. You didn't have, like, people trying to get you into sports when you were mad young, though?
Yeah, motherfuckers trying to get me into sports.
And you just weren't with it?
I used to go to the court in the hood and shit and hoop, but I ain't never wanted to, like, take it serious.
Yeah.
Like, I always wanted to do music for real.
Right. There's a podcast called No Jumper that has a basketball on the logo, and I can't play basketball, and I don't know anything about basketball, so...
Straight bricks.
It is kind of weird. Considering a lot of people in rap are into basketball and everything. But, what about this Camaro you were just talking about?
I got that shit probably like 4 months ago.
Uh-huh.
Fucking King, shut up to King's Auto Mall. I forgot what the nigga, I wish I remember the nigga name that sold me that bitch.
You got this new mixtape coming. What else? Like, where can they follow you and all that shit?
What the fuck do I got coming up? I got a fucking show in Oakland on Monday.
On Monday in Oakland.
Yeah,
nice.
Monday in Oakland.
You ever played up there before?
Yeah, when I was on tour with Max on Dash.
Oh, nice. Oh, you went on tour with them. What was that like?
Them niggas are crazy, bro.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know Dash is crazy. I don't know how Maxo gets down, but Dash is definitely
them
out of his mind.
Crazy.
Well, yeah, what was the craziest thing you've seen on that tour?
Everything. I guess so much shit to happen on that tour. It's like raw shit I really can't even talk about for real. But, like, I remember who I was on the tour. It was me, Dash, Maxo, and Aston. Now, I ain't gonna lie. I gotta tell this story, though. It's funny as hell.
Yeah, it was there.
The first show was in Houston, and we going to soundcheck. We do soundcheck and shit. Come back outside. It's a line forming now. So like we trying to hurry up and get to the tour bus and shit. Like motherfuckers see us. So like a dude like bump into like Aston manager or some shit. Like say something to him. It was some type of beef. It was some type of conflict.
Mm-hmm.
So the nigga start tweaking this shit like, yeah, like, fuck y'all, gonna beat y'all ass. You remember how my niggas come up here? Like,
yeah.
All that shit. This nigga asked, and he just flat out thrashed the nigga. Like,
he beat the shit out of him?
Yeah, he beat the fuck out of this nigga.
There's no questions asked.
He, like, hit the nigga with a two-piece of shit, wrapped him up and shit, slammed the nigga, kicked, like, the nigga tried to get up and run and shit, asked and ran and kicked the nigga in the head.
What the fuck? That's amazing.
That shit was crazy. Dash is a wild motherfucker too, man.
Yeah.
I fuck with bro.
Dude, when he was in here doing his podcast and he's all leaned out, and I was like not really thinking about the fact that he's drinking mad lean. I'm like, yo, let's take Hennessy shots. And the whole interview was so different after that one shot where it's just you could tell it just hit him like a fucking train, man.
He hella stingy with the lean, man. He probably gonna watch this shit. I hope you see this shit.
I always feel like everybody's stingy with lean.
He had like a whole motherfucking pint of shit. I'll be like, bro, send me two lines. Send me a line. He'll be like, man, I need it, man. I need it. I'll be like, man. All right, bro.
The other day, my homie hit me. He's like, "Yeah, well, come through and like drink lean with me and my boys." I'm like, "Man, that, I feel like that's the first time that anybody even acknowledged that they would want to like give some to anybody else because people treat it like it's fucking
a delicacy,
like it's liquid gold in a cup." Yeah, like you just, for real, like you know, if somebody rolls a blunt right now, it'd be mad weird to sit here and smoke the whole thing to yourself and not show give it to the homies too, right? But like with lean,
niggas don't
that's
want to
normal.
Share their lean.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't want to share my weed either. To be honest, I hate having bum ass people around trying to leech weed off me, you know. That's like, and I feel too also it's like if you're a rapper or like you know someone with an incredibly popular podcast, it's kind of like, yo, like I don't need to contribute weed, like I already contributed enough to the culture, you got to give me weed. You're like a fan or some shit. It's like I'm not throwing in, get the fuck out of here.
Hell no.
I'm hanging out, I'm letting that? You can ask me questions while we're sitting here
for sure.
You have a lot of weird fan experiences because I feel like that's a real thing for anybody, right?
Like, I appreciate anybody to support me. Like, I fuck with the fans, you feel me? Like, I work hard, you feel me? So it's like, you feel me? I gotta fuck with them at the end of the day. But sometimes this shit do, like, let me see. Like, I just hate when motherfuckers, like, see you and then, like, hit you on Twitter type shit.
Oh, yeah, that shit, yeah.
Like, I just saw Lambs at the mall.
Yeah.
And then, like, the nigga have, like, the same fit he had on at the mall in his Abbey. Like, I just seen this dude. Like, why he ain't say nothing? Or, like, when they be like, I think that's him.
Yeah.
Is that him? Bro, I think that's him.
Because it starts making you feel mad awkward when you,
my
like...
My motherfucking videographer should be like, bro, I think them niggas want you, bro.
Yeah. I love that when you can just kind of spot them, like, pointing at you and fucking thinking about it from a distance. Yeah.
South by is the craziest, though. It's just, that's, like, nonstop, like,
right.
Pics. As soon as you walk down 6th Street, hey, bro, can I get a pic?
Yeah.
Autograph. Pic, autograph.
You ever say no or you just let it
go? No, always. You feel me?
Yeah.
Do what I got to do. I ain't about to be no asshole. Hey, man, get the fuck up out of here, bro.
Yeah. The only time I've ever been an asshole is when somebody ran up on me while I was trying to eat fucking dinner with my girl. And they were being too crazy. Like, trying to ask for a photo in a place where there's, like, a weird-ass, like, restaurant where it's, like, you know, there's, like, mad normal type people shit, around. Like, nobody understands what the fuck is going on. If I stand up and take a picture of you right now, everybody's going to be staring at me. It's awkward. I'm out with my girl. Leave me the fuck alone.
Everybody going to be looking like, the fuck?
Yeah, this ain't the fucking.
What's happening?
You can run up on me at McDonald's. You want a picture at McDonald's? That's cool. But like, you want a picture in this fucking nice restaurant? You're weird. You know, wait till later, man.
Yeah, sometimes motherfuckers be tripping. They be overstepping their boundaries, low key. But
fact, were you single or in a relationship? What's your deal? I'm trying to get you to snitch on yourself for everything here. You're gonna be going to jail. Your girl gonna break up with you.
I don't know.
Next topic.
I want to hear this too.
Yeah.
Next topic.
Yeah. It's that complicated? Hey, man, we're both 6'3", so it's like, I know how it is. Like, they love us tall boys, right? He don't know. He ain't gonna snitch on himself or anything.
Maybe.
Who's your man's right here? Tell us about your man.
My nigga, Holy Kid.
Yeah?
He holy.
Yeah, I'm holy.
He holy.
I don't say much, he man.
You know
that's the feast lord.
Okay. I heard you guys having like an in-depth like criticism talk about other motherfuckers' dreads earlier. How like dudes got different colored dreads. You were talking about somebody with weird colored dreads and everything. And I was just like, damn, it's crazy. Everybody needs a different dread style these days. People are being so creative with it. Different lengths, different colors, different angles.
Regular hair,
it's
not
trash,
in.
It's crazy.
No. Regular hair's out. You can't be a rapper with regular hair anymore, right? No, you gotta be fancy.
They going back to black, though, I think.
Yeah. You think that's the move?
That motherfuckers who died, they should try to go back to black. Doug trying to set the trend.
Yeah. He might have to bring it back, shave the head or something. He probably got a weird looking scalp or something.
This shit been bleached crazy.
You never know a dude like that with like a bumpy ass scalp? Like, yeah, never have a shave?
Just spit.
Oh, shit. Yeah, his shit
that reminds
crazy.
Me of somebody, bro.
Yeah, call him out. Call out his
bumpy head. I don't know
the
name. It's just fucking. You see that shit? It always be the nigga on the grill at the barbecue. Bumpy ass back of the neck.
Yeah.
Like, bro,
what the fuck is
that? I don't
want to
eat none of that food.
Like, is that contagious?
I can't eat food from somebody with a fucked up head. All facts.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, that's real.
This nigga Uzi on fucking Instagram. With Nicki Minaj and shit.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Damn, the come up is real. That's crazy.
Yeah, he going crazy.
Damn, you like Nicki Minaj?
Hell yeah.
Hypothetically, who do you like most in the rap game for women? You got preference, Black China?
Nah, hell
no. That don't work for you?
That bitch ran through.
She ran through. Everybody's ran through. That's a given.
True.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know. That's just different.
She's different. Yeah, she look like an alien. I mean, I fucks with her, but she kind of look like an alien.
I like Rihanna for real, though.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's a classy pick, yeah. She smokes blunts, though. You're going to have an issue with that.
I get half hour fucking.
I heard that she the type to that she brings like five dudes back to the hotel with her and like fucks them all or like makes them do whatever she wants. I heard she got
probably.
She's like a dude but with you know,
maybe
yeah.
Is she?
No, I heard that. That's what somebody said.
What the fuck?
Look at Kit.
I don't know.
I'm down to be one of those five guys personally. Bring me through, Rihanna. Put me on the team.
With five guys.
Crazy shit.
I'll be a small forward. I don't give a fuck. Put me on the team.
I'm cool.
You're cool.
You ain't trying to be in the room with five niggas.
Yeah, that is weird.
Five bitches.
Because, yo, you never did a gangbang?
Pause.
Nah, I be about one on one.
Yeah?
I be trying to make love to my bitches.
Nah, because anytime that there's a bunch of dudes in the room and one girl, then you, at some point, you're going to realize that one of them has something weird going on sexually that, like, you don't want to know about.
Nah,
it. Like, he jerks off at a weird angle or something. He jerks off with his hand upside down. Not that, but, like, weird shit. Like, weird shit. Because I don't know, back in the day, me and the homies, we were out there.
Start sucking toes or some shit.
You don't suck toes?
Hell no.
Really? I was trying to convince this girl to suck my toes the other day.
Hell no.
I wasn't really even like fucking with her. I was just like, yo, get over here, suck my toes, just to see if she would do it. She wasn't even with me. And she seemed like she kind of wanted to do it. I'm going
to
be honest. But she didn't seem like she wanted it. She's like, go wash your feet. I'm like, go get a bucket and wash my feet for me.
Right.
Anything for the cloudy.
That's what I thought was fair. For the culture.
Anything
suck
for
my
the cloudy.
Toes.
Shout out to Swag.
For the cloudy? But you just say cloud, but you add an E to it?
Swoo gang.
A Y. Okay.
Cloudy.
For the cloudy. You met, young clout gang. Shout out, man. There's all kinds of clout out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so I don't know. What else should we talk about?
Let's talk about some money, man.
Yeah, you getting your bands up or what?
Bands, oh, man. Yes. What the fuck?
Oh, shit. You're about to pull out a knot. Man. Whoa.
Wayne with this internet shit, man. Can they see me in the camera?
They definitely can see you.
Right, yeah, I just dropped that off to him.
How are you getting a knot like that?
I just came through TSA.
Wow.
I just came through TSA with that.
It's the 20s.
Well, that
it's
means
the 20s.
You can't get through with more than 10K on the plane, yeah, right? So you,
maybe.
What, you I'm roll gonna, through with 9,999?
Last time I came out here, I brought 10, though.
Yeah?
Is he still counting?
Wow, yeah. Look at this. And backwards. Those still, are expensive. What the fuck?
Is he still counting? He dropped this off. This is here already.
He said he don't talk a lot. He said he don't talk, but he's out here counting up.
Shit. Hey, that was just for the day, man.
Yeah, that was just for the day.
Yeah. We're about to go to the studio.
Throw it out on stage or something.
We're about to go to the studio after this.
I'm not going to go over there and examine those. I want to check the watermarks and stuff. I have the marker,
blue
like, strike. At the store. The marker.
Them all blues.
Blue strikes.
That looks pretty real. If you guys are counting, you got a good guy on your team.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Banded up. You know, I've seen people come through with mad drugs, with guns, but I've never seen a knot that big. So that's impressive.
Because that's that internet rap shit, man.
That yeah. They perper.
Yeah.
Wayne Wood.
These niggas ain't making plays.
There's a lot of perps out there, yeah.
These niggas don't really got no money.
Hey, ain't that the truth?
Really don't.
All right, so anything else we need to cover here?
That's about it, really.
Look for the new projects dropping.
Yeah, new projects should be dropping. Yeah. Show at Oakland Monday. Just came from Phoenix yesterday. What'd you say? Oh, yeah. I dropped a video yesterday. On,
yo, yeah, yeah. What's the song called again?
It's called Jungle.
Right.
But I shot that probably like a month before I got locked up.
Yeah.
I need to shoot a whole bunch of new shit for real.
It's tough for the fans when you're locked up and the social media ain't cracking. That's when they know that something's wrong, huh?
Yeah. But I ain't gonna lie, the love was crazy. When I first got out, when I first tweeted and shit, motherfuckers went fucking crazy.
That's what's up. All right, so it's Twitter, Insomniac Lambs.
Yep, Insomniac Lambs on everything.
On Instagram, Twitter, fucking SoundCloud, all that shit. All right, so the people should look out for this new tape dropping and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Hey, man, thanks for coming through the podcast. Appreciate it. I'm glad that we got a chance to share some information with the people.
No jumper.
Whip out a quick 10 grand real quick for the camera. You know that he's multiple times over. He's going to be a meme because he spit when he laughed at that thing, too. And I was like, I know that they're going to screenshot that because it was mad funny because he's... And then with the money too. Viral. Yeah, yeah. Because they have the picture of you with all the money, and then the picture of you spitting out the drink, and they'll think of something to like make a meme out of that somehow, right?
They go say something.
They will put the Jordan face on you. Oh, yo, that's no. Never in the history of the podcast has anybody ever put the Jordan face on somebody, but that would be mad funny. Would be funny. They should do that for every episode.
Yeah, or if they have a shitty interview with no views.
Yeah, because I love when I you watch like any sporting event. I mean, I don't watch sports, but I just love the fact that there's some guy on Photoshop just waiting with the Michael Jordan face queued up, ready for somebody to fuck just up. Waiting. Boom, puts the face on it.
It'd be like instantly too. It'd be like seconds.
That's how you know that they're there. They're ready. I just want to meet all these meme guys who are just thinking up this shit just on the fly. Yeah, post it up with a fucking live stream and shit. Alright, thank you very much, Lance.
Wait, can I say one thing? My bad.
Yeah, what's good?
Stop going to that. Stop shopping at that fake store, Fairfax,
that old school.
I can't have my niggas looking crazy, man.
They sell hella fake ass shit.
Stop going.
I heard about it.
What's it called? Old school. It's like by the barbershop. It's by Supreme.
I heard about this. Somebody else called them out for having fake shit on here all the time.
They be having bullshit in there. They have fake cologne.
Yeah, I heard about that too. Yeah.
Hey, that shit is crazy.
Oh, yeah, I'm not here to mixtape. Go get that shit. Get the that. Holy kit. What's KIT.
Barry needs to run up on them if they're selling fake cologne, right? He probably already did. I bet they don't have it anymore, right?
Yeah. He did.
Yeah, that ain't gonna last too long.
Yeah, fuck them.
Shit, all right. Well, hey, man, thank you very much for coming through. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man.
No doubt.